Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. That's right. I have a paddle brush. Okay, this is something. It's like what you would play pickleball with. It's that big of a brush. But it's designed, it's a custom-made brush. Designed specifically for gray hair. Mine. I had to put my entire head into like a plaster cast to be able to get the appropriate type of customization of this brush. And you're like, EZ, it's bedazzled. You're goddamn right it's bedazzled. Those are 100% diamonds from the same goddamn mine that they featured in the movie Uncut Gems. This was given to me by the Prince of Dubai. That is one way we keep my hair looking the way it does. Kenny refers to that film, Uncut Gems, as one of the worst movies ever. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I loved that movie. And it featured an Armenian, Eric Bogosian. Rich says, I may have gotten that at the local dollar store. I don't want to hear your lies. Remember when I said earlier that I don't lie? I don't lie. That's true. Jeremy says, fancy man has roast beef, hot tub, and brush money. Okay. We're going to bring Dad in here for Dear Meathead. But before my fat face gets to that, I officially have one question for Dad on Dear Meathead. If there is anything going on in your life that you think, you know, I should run this up Meathead's flagpole, by all means, send it along. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. And that is the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Shoreliner Striping, they stripe parking lots. They stripe soccer fields. The interior of the workplace. Let's say the factory floor. They do all that. And that's the company to do that in West Michigan. They stripe Chris Denham's soccer fields in Hudsonville. Michigan Rangers. I take it you're out of the playoffs, by the way, huh? Let's bring Papa-san in here right now.
Hello.
Daddy!
How you doing?
Never better, Dad. How are you?
Doing good.
Oh, that's awesome news. Just that's
Yeah. Thank you. So what's going on?
If you ever weren't doing well, would you admit that? Or are you the type to just kind of keep it on the down low, and if you're having a hard time, you wouldn't tell anybody?
What do you want to hear?
Yeah, because you know how some people, if they're not feeling good, they'll just say, yeah, I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I feel great.
That's good. That is good. Joanne, I hear her reacting strongly in the background.
I feel fine.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. How about you, Joanne? How are you doing?
I'm feeling great.
She's always laughing. I don't know why.
Because I'm happy.
She's happy.
I can honestly say she might be, well, the two of you together, the happiness is off the charts. I mean, you're always so happy, like so much so that if you're ever not happy, I'm very concerned with that.
Not really. No, I mean, happiness is happiness. It's a God-given gift, so I keep it.
That's right.
So the last time we spoke, Dad, we hadn't yet heard, or we hadn't started talking about, Biden had not yet stepped down, but he's not stepping down. He's just not running for re-election. Have you heard that story?
Yeah, but I thought he was running for election.
No.
Well,
Joanne says no.
Kamala Harrison. Kamala.
Who?
Kamala Harrison.
Not
Kamala.
Never mind. I don't know who the hell Kamala is.
Well, that's okay. I mean, she's the she's like the vice president. You know, you got Joe Biden, he's the president, and then the vice president, that's who that is, Harris. And so now Biden said, I don't want to run anymore. And he's going to finish up his presidential term. And so the matchup is between Trump and Harris. So a lot of people are like, boy, I don't know. I mean, other people are like, yeah, it's great. I'm actually happy. But, you know, we got to pick between one or the other. So there's a lot at stake, and a lot is has changed since the last time we spoke.
Well, I'm not into politics. I don't know what the hell to do with them, but like the president, like back in your country and all that, the president was a president forever.
Oh yeah, that's like, and if you said anything against them, they'd like hang you.
Yeah, they really. I mean, this is this kid. You just said the right thing. No.
So, was that when you came to the U.S. and you didn't have to deal with that type of oppression? That
no, I had no problem because I was automatically going to high school, and Mrs. Murphy was my homeroom teacher. She put me right next to her in a classroom.
Yeah.
And
She was probably sweet on you.
I was like, King of the road.
I bet you she was probably sweet on you. You've always never had a problem in charming the ladies.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, I know, but all you got to do is be yourself, and then ladies just fall in love with you. Joanne sees it every time she goes out with her girlfriends.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
It's just, it's your charm. It's your God-given charm, Dad.
Well, that God gave me something good. I don't know.
All right. Well, I've got a couple questions I want to run up the flagpole, Dad, if that's cool with you and Joanne.
Sure.
Okay. Matt writes, Dear Meathead, there is a 21-year-old kid that I work with who is super lazy. And when he actually does work, he does it wrong. How do I get this 21-year-old to be better? So he's lazy. So the kid is lazy at work, the guy, and when he does work, he does it horribly. How does Matt motivate this guy to do a better job?
How about a serious conversation? Not to put them down, but telling them what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, just level with them, maybe.
You just, absolutely, say, hey, listen, I'm not going to tell you da-da-da-da-da, but you got to be doing it this way as often as you, whatever it is, you know.
Right.
You choose the words that we're not happy with what you're doing. You got to be doing that. Don't threaten the kid.
No, no. I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, and it seems like more and more people that are about that age, I don't know where the disconnect is, but it seems like that's a more of a normal thing for a person to be not willing to work. And I don't know, maybe the people who raised the kids didn't.
I really don't have an answer for that as far as that goes, but I always try to compare whatever they are to me.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. I mean, when you were young, what motivated you to work hard?
It was a norm. The yard had to be cleaned up. I enjoyed doing that. That's the whole thing.
Right.
I don't know what today's generation feel like doing to make them as lazy as they are. If they are, I don't know.
For me, whenever I interact with a young person who actually is not lazy but energetic and assertive and they have their act together, I'm always like, thank God there's still some of them that aren't completely horrible, because those people are going to take care of us when we're you're already old and I'm old too. Well, you're super old. I'm old. So, you know, they're the ones who are going to take care of us.
Well, I don't know, but it's a natural thing for me to keep my yard naturally top of the line.
So, yeah, you're just
motivated.
Even
at this point in my life, I don't know what that is.
All right, so I'm getting this down. It's a natural thing for me to keep my yard natural.
But everything clean, yeah.
Can you do that?
Well, I can clean. But my wife right now jumps the gun anyway.
What?
I don't get an opportunity to do anything.
Oh, she does all the work?
She does a lot of work.
Well, but you there's still stuff for you to do.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I mean, those dandelions aren't going to pick themselves.
No, I'd like to keep my yard clean.
Yeah.
The grass bucket.
What is it?
Help me with heavy stuff.
I help her with everything in the yard.
Yeah, well, you're the power, you know. You're the big kahuna. And
this is not lies, because she's sitting right next to me.
No. No, I believe you. I believe you. No one would ever accuse you of lying.
No, okay.
Hey, I have a question.
No reason.
For Nathan. Nathan writes, "Dear Meathead, my neighbor kid tries to frighten my cat, and my cat ran up the huge tree. How should I get my cat down? My cat's been there overnight." First of all, that's awful that the kid scared the cat up the tree, but the cat's been up there for like 24 hours. What does he got to do to get the cat to come down?
The cat stays there?
Cat ran up the tree, won't come down. What's he going to do to get the cat down?
I think you just got to get a ladder and get up there and bring him down.
Okay, so now you're an expert on climbing ladders.
Well, you got to make sure it's a ladder that can reach that distance.
Yeah.
And lovingly, you're going to pick it up and bring him down.
It's food on the ground.
Oh. Yeah.
No, Joanne says put some food on the ground. But
yeah.
Then again, when it's all done, the cat will go back up there. You don't want to do that.
Huh.
Well, she says put some food on the ground and back off. And
okay.
dresses, can of tuna.
Yeah, they love that. So I think that's a decent start. One of those. I would start with the tuna, and see how that goes, but then probably keep an eye on it from a distance, so that
But you gotta entice them to come down and get that food.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think the tuna would do. You know, I mean. But
I don't know what the average guy does, but this is my analogy. You got an animal, you got to take care of them. I've had an animal till the last day of their life. I love animals.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do.
Oh, wait a minute. Where did you went?
I never heard of a cat dying in a tree.
Yeah, Joanne says she never heard a cat.
Dying in a tree.
Oh yeah, you know she's right. I think the cat will get hungry and come down.
Yeah. Put some good grubs on the bottom of that thing climbs up on.
All right. And then, speaking of ladder, do you still have a memory of in Grayling a handful of years ago when you fell off that ladder?
No, I don't remember how it happened or all that, but I know I took one hell of a fall. Yeah.
Do you remember the helicopter ride?
No.
Yeah. You were so badly hurt, and Grayling is not that thorough of a hospital. It's a small hospital. They wanted to get you to a bigger hospital, so they landed a helicopter and put you in it and flew you to Saginaw.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, that was something. But
Joanne says she does.
Oh yeah, that was scary for her. Poor thing. My God. Okay.
Whatever happened.
You were in the hospital for a long time, and then you had to get rehabilitation to get strong again. And before you know it, you were out pulling dandelions out of the yard.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's why we're here, to tell you these stories. All true.
Wow, you got good memory.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was scary. That one stuck. I'm glad you don't remember that one.
Wow.
All right, Dad. I'm going to go over some of the highlights of our conversation today, like I like to do. And I know Joanne loves this, too. First of all, early on in this show, you said the president is the president.
You got to be respectful.
Yep. You dropped on us. It's a natural thing for me to keep my yard looking natural.
Well, I should have said clean, you know.
Yeah. It's totally cool. And then finally, when it comes to getting a cat out of a tree, you said, I don't know what the average guy does when it comes to getting a cat out of a tree.
Well, I think you got to go out there and grab a hold of them.
Yeah.
If it's not running away from you, and bring them down.
Either a ladder or the food, one or the other. Those are the things you have to do.
Well,
yep.
I say ladder.
Yep. I know you love the ladder. Okay. We also talked about the new matchup between Kamala Harris, who you know now is running for president, and then Donald Trump. So that was a good conversation, too. Well, as I think that's about it from my end. Is there anything that you guys would like to wrap up with?
Joanne, do you?
No.
Okay. No, we don't have anything.
Hey, that's cool.
I think you've done quite a bit of stuff.
Well, so have you. So have you.
Okay.
Well, I love you both dearly. You have a nice rest of your day, and I will talk to you very soon, okay?
All right. Same to you, honey, and be a really good guy to love thy neighbor.
Hey, that sounds like something out of the Bible. I love that. Well done.
That's the way it is.
Well, I love everybody, as you know, except Freebeer.
Yes, you are, honey, and I'm proud of you.
Okay, Dad. I love you guys. Have a good one.
And Joanne just says she does too, honey.
All right. Very good. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right,
soon.
Guy.
Okay, guy.
Until next time, God bless you and love you, and we also bless you and love you.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a lot of love. That's a lot of blessings.
You're my favorite son, honey.
Oh.
Then when I meet the other one, I'll be telling him the same thing I told you.
That's your job. That's what you do. You always tell your kids, hey, you're my favorite. And then when he leaves, you tell him the other one. Yeah.
What do you say, Joanne?
Whoever you're with.
Yes.
Whoever you're with.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I do that with my brats, too.
All right. You got to love your kids, man.
Okay. All right, Dad. I'll talk to you guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Another fantastic edition of Dear Meathead. It bums me out when people who on the subreddit who rip me a new one and say bad things about me, which is fine. They then say mean things about my father. And I was like, well, I don't understand that. Why would you saying words like senile, decrepit old man? And that's, I mean, you're just trying to get under my skin by attacking my father. I mean, even I wouldn't even do that to anyone except Freebeer. I'm kidding. I wouldn't even do that to Freebeer. I don't know why you would take a run at my beloved father who, come on now. He has his ups and downs. He has his good days and bad. Linda says, who's saying that? I'll cut a bitch. All right. Two questions for me, Ed, here in the chat, Eric, not from me. Thank you. I appreciate that. I missed them. I appreciate you highlighting them. Becky says, hey, Meathead, my friend has a huge rodent problem at his vacation place up north. He's going to say, are you talking about Grayling? He wouldn't. Joanne would. I don't even know if he remembers the place. I was quizzing him yesterday, and I think he remembers. The mice are taking over. He's thinking about burning the place down and building a new cabin in its place. I think he's been staying up there since he was a kid. And has lots of memories there. Should he burn it down and build a new place? And then Jeremy had one. I should highlight those and send them to myself while I have them right here. There's Becky's. And then I... you know what? The text comes in with a weird highlight on it, so it's difficult. If you could just copy that, paste it onto an email, and send it along, that would be awesome. I appreciate that. So, yeah, it was so shitty in there the most recent time I was there. First of all, I was there too long. So it wasn't great at Fear Bunker North. That I was like, maybe I should get rid of this fucking thing and put up a cabin. Now, I don't know if I want to do that, though. I mean, I kind of like the way it is. I know it sounds strange, but as long as it's in short doses, I can handle it. I like going. I don't have the know-how or the wherewithal to be able to do all the things I'd like to do to it. Put in running water, whatnot. But I don't think I have it in me to bring myself to do that. You know, as long as Pooh Bear has a place to stay, like whatever it may be, whether we have a camper or the RV or whatever the fuck, a tent, as long as she's got a place to stay, we're in business. Then I can have that. That is something to me that is so critically important that, frankly, I was shocked that I even gave it a second thought or even gave it one thought. And right now I'm like, no. I'm going to keep that thing. I don't care how many mice I have to kill. You know what? One day one day I will find the breach point. I don't know where it is right now. In fact, I've been looking for a decade. Where they are getting in. One day, I'm going to find that fucking thing. And then everything is going to change. What do you think is going to happen first? Let me ask you this, audience members on the chat. I am going to find the opening that the mice are getting in, or the Lions win the Super Bowl. I'm of the opinion that the Lions will win the Super Bowl before I find where the mice are getting in. That's what I think. All right. There you go. Dear Meathead, an exclusive on the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'd like to get Joe Martinez's take on what will happen first. Finding the breach point where the mice are getting in or the Lions winning the Super Bowl. That's going to be a tough one for him. Because there's no end in sight for when I will find where the mice are getting in. But most would agree that the Lions are one of a handful of teams that will be favored to win the Super Bowl. Thank you to Joe Martinez. He's helped make my dreams come true by being a long-time partner. I combined sponsor and partner to bring Spartner. 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. I was driving in from Jackie's house the other day, and it said some drive fly-by-night company, $99 AC tune-up. Joe Martinez has been $79 since I've known him. Since as long as he's been sponsoring the show, he's been $79. That price has not gone up once. And the cost of doing business has gone up. So that I applaud him for that. $79, get your AC tuned up. And if your thing is malfunctioning, your AC, you just might need it to be tuned up. But if you have something that requires a little bit more work, Joe can help you with that on anything with your air conditioning. 616-516-8579. Listeners to this podcast and in West Michigan, call Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. Always engage the sponsors, please, please, please. As you can tell, my hair is remarkably long right now. I'm not used to it. Requires more care with my bedazzled paddle brush given to EZ by the Prince of Dubai. I'll be going to King's Room Barbershop at 821 36th Street to get it cut very soon. You can also go to the location on Northland Drive or in Caledonia. Kingsroom.net is the website that you need to go to for any information about hours, schedules, or anything like that for King's Room Barbershop. 50 years. Keep on cutting. Celebrating 50 years. King's Room Barbershop. I was so thankful to them for inviting me and having me as part of their 50-year celebration. They're awesome. Maureen writes, fun fact, we've had our lake place for 35 years. About 10 years ago, we knocked down the old cottage and built a brand new house in the same footprint. Burn that trailer down, EZ. Why are you telling me all of that? Why don't you just write, burn that trailer down, EZ? Why do you have to give me the new cottage story? Oh, my God. And no, I'm not going to burn the trailer. Fuck, that's ridiculous.
J.
Jeremy says go to King's Room so you don't end up looking like the Grand Rapids mayoral candidate. Aram says, Maureen, you saw how he built that outhouse. That outhouse was built fantastically, by the way. Thank you very much. It's looking great. Shut up. Jimmy writes, I did makeup for Taylor Swift. Okay. I got to get to this TikTok video of Kamala Harris. This is the first time I felt good about her running for president. I'm just going to play you the clip and then we'll discuss. She's speaking at a rally and I'm going to park on. I want you to pay attention to how she's speaking, because typically when people do a speech, their go-to, their default is, like, if you remember Hillary Clinton, she would constantly talk with like a cadence and she would be way too loud and yelling. You remember, we are gonna take the White House and we're not looking back. She would do that. Harris, though, I was very impressed with how she delivered this challenge to Trump. She wants to debate Trump. And I guess he's not interested in debating her. And they, of course, are talking a lot of shit about her. And, well, this is what she had to say. And I, this is the first time that I went, uh-oh. This is a good thing if you want her to win. Like, if you're her, this was a big moment. Now, as you know, I want anyone but Trump to win. And not so much because, and probably the biggest concern is because of all the wackos. I still have lots of friends. I was just talking with Rainbow Flag Jeremy the other day. And I know I'm getting derailed, but who gives a shit? He wrote this to me. Because I don't believe that Trump is going to be a dictator. But a lot of people do. Jeremy writes this. Look up what Viktor Orban has done to Hungary. See, right away, he's smarter than I am. He's more in tune than I am. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Trump and this tyrant have met several times recently. No doubt to discuss how Trump can follow in his footsteps. I don't know about that. Maybe. I doubt that he went in there and said, hey, you're a dictator. How can I be a dictator like you? So I don't know if I believe what you say. Donnie has gotten rid of Republicans who were not MAGA. He stacked the Supreme Court. He has discredited the media and our elections. Yeah. All things a would-be dictator starts with. When someone tells you who they are, believe them. Strong words. I don't believe he's going to be a dictator. Still. But I'm willing to be proven wrong. I hope I'm not proven wrong. I hope Harris wins. When I saw this clip, I was like, she might have a chance. In fact, I think she's got more than a chance.
So he won't debate, but he and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me.
Okay, just that tone. That right there is sexy sass. I'm going to tell you right now. The tone, that's enough to make it elevate off the sack for EZ. I've said many times I thought she was super cute. And I'm now reminded of what I liked about her.
So he won't debate. But he and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird? Well, Donald.
That's great. She's taking her time.
I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
Uh-oh. All right. This is why she's in the spot that she's in. She knows what the fuck she's doing. Come on. She's not an idiot. And she's pretty damn polished, frankly. All right. I can get behind that. I don't feel so bad now. Because I felt very, very bad about all of this. I've been saying for extended time that Trump is going to win. That right there, that delivery, that style, patient, I'm all for it. Nick writes, wow, sixth grade comeback lines, very impressive. I don't think it was a comeback. I think she was challenging him. I mean, let's be honest here. She put him in a corner. Now what's he going to do? Because right now, if he doesn't come back and say, all right, I'll debate you, then she can just up it even more, up the ante and say, all right, well, if you're scared or a coward, I get it. I mean, you afforded Biden a debate, you should have no problem with me then, right? That's more what that is. So you can say what you want about her, but at the end of the day, she just rubbed his nose in shit. Linda says Kamala Harris and Gretchen Whitmer would be the hottest ticket ever. Oh my God, you're not kidding. Linda sent me an image from her yesterday. Whitmer was doing some stumping for her. And, she looks so hot. Nick goes, hey, Donald, I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks onto you. All right, man. Yes. Okay, great. She's still challenging him. And if he doesn't take it, he's a pussy. Right? Isn't that how this works? Kenny writes, first of all, Kybers writes, her voice is annoying. She sounded fine to me. Corey says she's dropping the black lady sass. That's what Rich says. Corey says she knows she destroyed Pence in the debate in 2020. She's a prosecutor. She knows how to talk. Aram says it sounds to me like she will win. She's not intimidated at all by Trump and his piece of shit fucking base. Was that the debate with the fly in his hair? Linda says. Yeah, I think it might have been. Kenny goes with, great, my daughter is awake, finally, and she walks in right as Eric says, elevate off the sack. Is that your youngest? Is she aware what elevate off the sack would mean? How does she respond when she hears me talk about elevate off the sack? Piano Finger Banger writes, if he does decide to actually man up and debate her, it's going to be like the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan. Rich says this is one debate I'll actually look forward to. Yeah, I was looking forward to the last one, too, just to see how bad it was. And then as soon as it got bad, I can't do it. It's so uncomfortable. Maureen says, I hate the way he mispronounces her name on purpose. It's so disrespectful and burns my butt for some reason. She will kill him in a debate. All right. Nick says, of course, it sounds exciting because we've been listening to a bumbling coot for 3 years. Jimmy says, this is all by design. Of course she will win. All right. Anyway, that was awesome. I'm happy with that. I can't wait to find out who she's picking for a running mate. I hope it's someone I've heard of. In the Olympics, the Netherlands has a 29-year-old volleyball player who just got on my radar yesterday. I think it got on everybody's radar on Saturday the 27th, and I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't gotten on more people's radar. In beach volleyball, Steven Vandeveld, he's ranked 10th in the world in volleyball, and he's outstanding. 29-year-old volleyball player, he's married. Well, 10 years ago, he raped, when he was 19, a 12-year-old girl in the Netherlands. He met her online. He arranged the meeting. He raped her. And then she's like, oh, my God. And he goes, yeah, I didn't use a condom, so you better go get a plan B. You better go get one of those pills you take the next day to make sure you're not preggers. See you later. And left. Well, he got busted and pled guilty. I mean, this was open and shut. And he was convicted. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison in the year 2016. This all happened in 2014. He's admitted everything. He said, yeah, that was a bad time for me. I'm glad that's over. I've moved on now. I've done my punishment. He ended up serving 1 year in prison for rape. And that's it. And not only is he free, but the country, the Netherlands, those wacky Dutch fucks are doubling down and saying, yeah, tough, deal with it. He's our guy. We support him. This is unbelievable. I mean, I understand about to the extent of the law in the Netherlands. He pled guilty and he got the 4 years, only served a year. That in itself is pretty despicable. You know, but then, you're representing the Netherlands. Yeah, get out there and put your best foot forward. Don't even worry about what the world says about you. We got your back. My God. Back in the day, the judge that let him have it said, your hopes of representing your country now lie as a shattered dream. His own lawyer has said back when this all happened, he's lost a stellar sports career. It's plainly a career end for him. But not so. The Dutch love him. The Dutch Olympic Committee defended their decision to include him on the team. They said, we love child rape. That's what they're saying by allowing this guy to play. This thing. Yes, we are saying yes to raping children by allowing Steven Vandeveld to be on the team. There's more to this statement. That's all hyperbole, but there actually is a quote from them that will make what I just said sound it's just as bad as what I just said. The Dutch Olympic Committee defended its decision to include him on the team. They said that Vandeveld would not live in the Olympic Village or speak with the media. So they're like protecting him. And they also said that the reason just so that to put anybody's mind at ease in the Olympic Village, that he won't be there. That's them saying, yeah, we won't allow a rapist to be with the other athletes. So strange. Quote, Stephen is not a pedophile. Well, no, he is. You can't, there's no eraser for that. If you if you're 19 and you meet a 12-year-old on Facebook and then have sex with a child, that's pedophilia. You're a pedophile. I'm getting that right, aren't I? They added, you really don't think that the Dutch would send someone to Paris who was a real risk? He is not a risk. Well, who cares if he's not a fucking risk? What about the fact that you're putting a pedophile on the Olympic team? Wouldn't it be better to, not keep him on the team because, he's a pedophile? Vandeveld is fully engaged with all the requirements and has met all the stringent risk assessment thresholds, checks, and due diligence. Experts have stated there is no risk of recidivism. That means do it again, right? Or duplication? Experts have stated there's no risk. Vandeveld has consistently remained transparent about the case, which he refers to as the most significant misstep for his career. He deeply regrets the consequences of his actions. I think that should say he deeply regrets his actions. Not he deeply regrets the consequences of his actions. He should deeply regret the actions. He has been open about the personal transformation he has undergone as a result. Yeah, there's a lot of things in life where a person can have a transformation. Heroin addict. Spousal abuse. You can be rehabilitated and actually win favor in the community. Like if you punch your wife or something like that and you go to prison, oh, I fucked up. I got to live a good life, You hear about those. Maybe a little redemption story where a person turns it around and then they become like an activist on behalf of women everywhere. So you hear about, all right, write a book. People who turn over a new leaf. They stop drinking and having extramarital affairs. But I don't think I want to be linked up with the guy so that you have to say, he's no longer into having sex with 12-year-old girls. I don't think anybody ever wants to hitch a wagon to the child rapist. But the Dutch are doing just that. They're saying, we support the child rapist so much so that we are not going to call him a child rapist, even though he raped a child. Uh-oh. This story is getting the Punisher wound up. KTP is in the house. Kenny the Punisher says, I'm really trying hard not to want to kill this guy. No, give in to that. My youngest just turned 12. I can't even. Yeah, Kenny, I want you right now to envision a 19-year-old living in your apartment complex, taking your daughter to Pound Town. That's how incensed you should be. Because that happened with this asshole. Tyler says KTP just decided to fly over to Paris to watch some volleyball. Kenny writes, adds Eric to the list. Me, I didn't do it. What are you fucking talking about? I'm trying to keep you focused on wanting to kill this guy. I'm not even done talking about the despicable things that are involved in this story. There was a quote from Steve Vandeveld. Everyone wants to be liked. Everyone wants to be respected. And with something like this on your record, it's difficult. he said after he was released. I can't reverse it, so I have to carry the consequences. It's the biggest mistake of my life. Then he said, I have been branded as a sex monster, as a pedophile. Then he says, that I am not, really not. You see, that's where he fucked up. He needs to say, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to be something that you monsters are going to clip again. I know you are. Ladies and gentlemen, and this is where you're going to clip it, right at this point. He needs to say, ladies and gentlemen, I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. End quote. Now, I put myself in great peril by just saying what that guy should have said. Because you fucks are going to take that out of context like you did the other day and try to make my life miserable. If you have sex with a 12-year-old girl that's the same exact age as Kenny's daughter, okay, and you are an adult, as this guy was, 19 years old, you're a pedophile. You can't then say, I'm not a pedophile. He needs to say, I am a pedophile, but I am no longer going to touch children, even though I am a pedophile. That is the only way he can be let off the hook. And that's not even let off the hook. You're then saying you're a pedophile. Steven Vandevelde's been married to a German beach volleyball player since 2022, and the couple have had a 2-year-old son. So at some point, he's going to have to say, well, she knows. I mean, this is a big deal in the world. So she was well aware that he likes to have sex with 12-year-old girls. How does she do that? How is this working out that a whole country is behind him? He's married to a lovely woman with a son. He has everything that the athletic life will grant him in terms of pay. He's in the Olympics. The country is supporting him. How can some asshole doing a podcast know that this is wrong, but an entire country and this guy's wife and loved ones don't see the problem? There is a petition urging the International Olympic Committee to ban known sex offenders from competing. Has garnered nearly 81,000 signatures. I don't know. Maybe there might be a legal thing that keeps that from happening. An athlete convicted of child sexual abuse, no matter in what country, should not be awarded the opportunity to compete in the Olympic Games. Raping a child is not a misstep. It is a criminal violation, probably the worst criminal violation, that should exclude people from participation in the Olympic Games. Yeah, fuck this guy. Here he is. This is him right here. This guy put his ding-dong in a little girl. Kenny says there is a clip published to you. LOL. You should preview it. I don't like doing this because I have to buy time to get to the clip. Video producer. And then I don't even know. Okay, clips. This one says Zane is rich in boys. I'll get to that one. That must have been from yesterday. This is from today. I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. And God damn it. I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. I've got the boys covered. I'm rich in boys. I love boys. I need a little girl. You assholes.
Nice.
I need a little girl. Here's one called Zane's Master Plan. I'm paying off BET to keep them from releasing it. I'm hiring another hitman to shoot the executives at BET like they did to try to kill Trump. That's horrible. This one is of my dad.
Yeah. That sucks.
You mean the
No, when things go wrong, you know.
Yeah, it sure does. It caught me off guard when you said that sucks.
No.
That was great. I love it when you say that something sucks. This one says Eric demonstrates his favorite pastime from Jeremy. Do this. Okay, if you're listening to the audio podcast, it looks like I've got two dicks in my hands over my face. This is from my dad. A fat is always gross.
It never changes its shape. It stays fat.
Dad, that is absolutely perfect. All right, I'd be lying if I said that these aren't fantastic. I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. Okay, you said I have to approve these. How do I do that? How do I approve this? Is there something I need to click? I don't even know what the fuck, how to do this on my own goddamn chat or my own goddamn page. Eric saying all that with his free dad hug shirt on. Chris says, awesome time to go through the Dunkin' drive-thru. Jimmy says, how are you clipping these? Yeah, it's part of the Twitch app. I'm guessing Kenny's on a desktop or laptop computer. I think anybody can do it just by looking at it and reading. Jimmy can. I mean, Jimmy's old. He can't handle that shit. Are you kidding me? You did it on your phone? Oh, that's fucking sweet. Tyler says these are clips that could be used as a political attack ad if EZ were running for office. And I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. Corey says, click the scissors icon on the Twitch app. You got to publish those and make them go live for others. How the fuck do I do it? Okay, you got to tell me how to do that. If you have to, send me an email. But I have no idea how to do that. I'm sitting here staring at it and I can't figure it out. This is embarrassing. It's my own damn thing and I don't know how to do it. Corey says it used to be a scissors icon and they switched it to like a movie clap thing. Action! All right. Let's see. What else are we doing here? I don't even know. I'm so rattled now. Kenny says, it's funny. You've already done it before on two of them. Yeah, I'll get into it when I get done with this. Maybe I can figure it out on my own. You know me. Anyway, how about that story? So when it comes to like the asshole of the day, at least he's still saying he's not a pedophile. But, I mean, who is the asshole of the day? Is it Vandeveld? Or is it the Dutch? I can't figure out. All right. Sorry. My brain is fried right now. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with your home. Jackie and Jesse just did that. I was at their house yesterday. It's awesome. They got a climbing wall for kids. Like a little kid climbing wall. I'm like, hell yes. Reach out to Mario today from anywhere in the U.S. to get pre-approved for your mortgage. 231-332-6505. Call, mention EZ. You're in business. 231-332-6505. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They repair all cars, including hybrids and EVs. They are the best. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their website is irvines.com. That's ervines.com. Any make and model, anything at all to keep the car on the road, either preventative maintenance or if you've got something a little bit more screwed up, they can help you with it every step of the way. I suggest if you do find yourself on the side of the road for whatever reason, just have it towed to Irvine's. Thousands of five-star Google reviews cannot be wrong. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Today's asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you again to them. Pretty much guaranteed the asshole of the day is Steven Vandeveld and the Netherlands. We're going to go with two. Yeah, it's okay that you raped a 12-year-old girl that's the same age as Kenny's daughter. You're fine. Join the Olympic team. Congratulations. Go win gold for us. And how can nobody be talking about this goddamn story? I forgot who sent that to me. It might have been Bleeding Heart Brian. It was either Bleeding Heart Brian or Chris D for sending that along. If you ever want to do me a favor, if you see a story that's interesting to you, I want you to send it to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, even if you're just barely interested in it. You see a story, copy the link, send it to me in an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and then I'll review it, and if it's worth talking about, we'll get it on the show. That'll be it. Okay? So there you go. Now, coming up on Patreon, I've got a guy who has been incarcerated for the past 37 years. Michigan dude. Well, he's not in prison any longer. Though they tried to keep him in, we'll go over the story of Chris Dunn. I'm sorry, 34 years. My God. Thank God for those places that are known as like the Innocence Project. You get a bunch of hungry young law students who are bullish on whatever case. They think there's a problem with whatever case. And then they get after it. And then they find that so-and-so is innocent. You hear about this all the fucking time. Man, I cannot believe that. We'll get into that on the Patreon. A couple other things that I was supposed to get to yesterday that I did not get to. I will get to them tomorrow. Okay? Not tomorrow. On the Patreon. Jesus. So that is all part of what we will do coming up in just a little bit. As always, you've been a fantastic audience. Even the sluts from the Reddit page who love talking shit about me. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And I also want to say, after 1 year, yesterday was our 1 year anniversary of Who Are These Broadcasters, which you can get that show for free on YouTube. All you have to do is search Who Are These Podcasts, which is my pal Carl's show. He handpicked myself and Christian Blatt to be on that show. Who are these broadcasters? Well, we review various news clips and make fun of them. That's all this show is. It's another review show. And right away when I started, that fat fucking disaster, John Jamingo, was quick to say that our show would be dead in a matter of weeks and no one would listen to it. Well, there's not a ton of people listening to it. We average about 100 people per episode, more than I get here. But the show is actually getting more audience, not a ton, but more audience since we've started. We found our groove, and we have done 52 straight episodes, 52 episodes in 52 weeks. Still here, doing fine. Carl loves it. The audience that we've built loves it. So fuck you, you fat fucking degenerate bastard. Suck my ass. Fuck off and die. Thank you. That's gonna do it. I don't even know if that fat fucking prick is still doing a show with that ugly whore, Kate. That fucking slob. And I'm talking about Kate, you stupid fat bitch. Fuck you, you dumb whore. Have a great one, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.